obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
God is good. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory to God. And he is wonderful. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter number 60. Hallelujah. Now we are just going to pray. I told you this month I'm not teaching. Yeah, I'm not teaching this month. Say, I shine. Say, I shine. One more time. I shine. The glory of God is upon my life. Barabasakatalabaya. See, it's very important for us to understand the God that we have come to believe. Hallelujah. It's very important for us to understand the God that we have come to believe. How many of you have come to believe in this God? The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, I have believed. One more time, say, I have believed. Come on, like you mean, say, I have believed. Come on, say, I have believed. I have believed in Jesus. And I believe in his Father. And I believe in his spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's very important for us to come to know, or for us to know the God that we've come to believe. And he's a God who has plans for our lives. He's a God who has plans for our lives. He's not a God who, you know, has left us. Somebody said the other day that God created the world and God created man and brought man to the earth and left man to figure all out, to figure it out how his life is going to be. God has left it for man. So God really does not care about the state of our lives. Hallelujah. Because he says we should take care of ourselves. But you see, when you read Jeremiah chapter 29, let's go to 29, Jeremiah, before we do Isaiah 60. Jeremiah chapter 29. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me read from the verse 10. Verse 10. Jeremiah 29, 10. Hallelujah. Now verse 10, all of us want to go. Jeremiah 29, 10. Open your Bibles. Okay. 29, 10. One, two, go. Come on, you didn't come to church. One, two, go. Hallelujah. So these are the children of Israel, and prophecy have gone ahead of them that, I mean, they are in Babylonian captivity. And God through Jeremiah prophesies to say that God says that I will visit you at the appointed time, which is going to be 70 years. Amen. And in the course of the discourse, he says, the reason why I visit you is because I know the plans that I have for you. Most often than not, we just quickly jump to the 11. What does the 11 say? For I know the plans I have towards you. So God has plans. Of course, yes, but you see, God says that, look at what he says in 10. He says, for thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you and I'll fulfill to you my promise. Why am I going to visit you and fulfill to you my promise? Why? Because I know the plans that I have for you. In other words, when God has a plan for you, he will not leave you. Come on, are we together in this place? Yeah, when God has a plan for your life, he will not leave you to figure it out. Come on. Hallelujah. So when God knows that, when God has a plan for you, or when you know that God has a plan for you, you have to understand that he will not leave you to figure it out. Say, God is with me every step of the way. Come on, like you mean, say, God is with me every step of the way. Come on, God is with me every step of the way. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is with you every step of the way? He says that I will visit you and I will fulfill all my promises to you because I know, put that scripture out there, because I know the plans that I have for you. Glory to God. Because I have intentions towards you, I will not leave you to figure it out. Because I have destined you unto a divine purpose, I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you to figure it out. Hallelujah. So, there should be this understanding. As long as God has a plan for me, he is with me every step of the way. Now, write that down. It's very powerful. As long as God has a plan for me, he is with me every step of the way. And see, these people that God was talking to are people who are in slavery. Okay? These are people who have been defeated, who, you know, they disobeyed God and then they were defeated. And God is talking to them in their defeat that I have a plan for you. And because I have a plan for you, I will visit you. And when I visit you, I'll fulfill every single promise that I have made towards you. That means you may not even be in a very comfortable place in your life now, but I want to assure you that my plans are still in session. Say, God's plan for my life is still in session. No, like you mean it. Say, God's plan for my life is still in session. So sometimes people think that, oh, we are all here. God has no plan for us. God has no agenda. We are just here. We grow. You know, they give birth to us. We grow. And then we eat. We work. We go to school. We work. We marry. We give birth. Our children give birth. We die. God assures us that to everyone, he has a good plan. He has a good plan. Come on, say, God has a good plan for my life. One more time, God has a good plan for my life. One more time, God has a good plan for my life. This is all that we came to do. I'm just doing this with you in less than an hour, and I'll be out of your way. Say, God has a good plan for my life. And what does it mean if you say God has a plan for your life? It means that He is with you every step of the way. So there is no phase of my life, there is no season of my life that God is not involved. My God, hallelujah. Say He is involved with me. Come on, one more time. He is involved with me. God is involved with me. Every step of the way. So He does not leave you to figure out your life. Hallelujah. Now, in our moments, and I put up the scripture there. I'm not going to quote the scripture. Hallelujah. See, in our knowledge of He being with us, in our knowledge of He having plans for us, there's one thing that He says to us. Arise, shine. First line of Isaiah 60. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. I wish you can tell somebody. Arise. Say, brother, sister, arise. Shine. Hallelujah. Tell the person again, say, arise. Shine. Say, I command you. Arise. Shine. See, so God did not say, be dim. God did not say, be the last. God did not even say, be the first. He says, wherever you are in the face of your life, arise, shine. When you read from the King James, He does not say, arise and shine. So it means that, oh, after you arise, then the next thing is that, where can I shine? He says, arise, shine. Arise, shine. So your shining is in your arising. Arise, shine. Say, whatever I do shines. So when it says, arise, shine, it means that whatever you get up in, that's the shining. Are we together in this place now? Arise, shine. Huh. Say, I shine. Come on, say, I shine. You see, when the Bible talks about shine, don't look at just the light. The idea of shine is to be extraordinary. Okay? Because the concept of shining in the Old Testament talks about the effectiveness of the anointing upon a man. Are we together? So when it says arise, shine, it means arise and magnify your effectiveness in the anointing. Arise, shine. So whatever I get up to do, there is a shining element. Come on, are we together in this place now? It also means to be noted among many. To be noted among many. Arise and be noted among many. Come on, are we together in this place now? Arise, be noted among many. Now, what does that mean? Wherever I find myself, all those that I am in their midst, they find me. Come on, are we together in this place now? What am I sharing with you? I'm sharing with you prophecies for the month. What am I sharing with you? I'm sharing with you the word of God for your life. I'm not a backbencher. Do you know what it means to be a backbencher? I am not unnoticed. Say, I don't believe in a small life. Say, I don't believe in a small life. Say, whatever I get involved with, it gets big. So, I mean, I don't know about some of you. Maybe you're looking at just a small life. A small life somewhere in a bush. A small life. A man in Bromiso. Na me re fi Awurade. E mani hia me. Na maka se tia o. Awurade ma me honi ho. Say, I am a shining element. Shout it, I'm big. Look at somebody, tell the person, look at me, I'm big. No, can you prophesy? Do you believe in your prophecy? Say, brother, sister, look at me, I'm big. See, that's all I came to do, okay? Shout it, I am big. Shout it, I am big. Come on, like you mean, say, I am big. Shout it, I am big. One more time. I am big. All right, so you're getting there. Sit down for 2 minutes. So he says, arise. Be noticed. Be noticed. Be noticed. It's a command. It's a blessing. Do you understand? It's like God saying that, be fruitful. Multiply. So he says, arise, be noticed. It means that God is saying that you that I'm talking to, you are a noticeable element. Now, when God says arise, that's a command. Okay, so it's like saying be fruitful. So arise, be noticed. So God is not telling you to go and make yourself notice. God is saying that I command you to be like God says, let there be light. And then the Bible said, there was light. So God told me, be noticed, and I am noticed. You're not in competition with anybody, but say, in my family, I'm big. I want you to say I am big. Say I carry the bigger blessing. Woo! Mandala Gabaya. Don't see a young woman. Don't see a young man in me. I am big. I carry generational blessings. Hey, abala kuske paradaya. Le baraka satalabaya. Le barakunde separa, di barakoske fataya. Shouted, I am big. Listen, this month is your prophetic month. Say it according to the word of God about your life. Are we together in this place? Shout it again, I am big. Maybe you have one very big person in your family or whatever. I came with the word of God to you. I shouted to you. I said, you are big. 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 There is no company. There is no number of people that will swallow up your greatness. Because God says, be noticed. Be noticed. Be noticed. I declare over your life in the name of Jesus. You are a be noticed. I said you are a be noticed. You are a be noticed. You are a be noticed in the name of Jesus. Whatever your hand does prospers in the name of Jesus. Whatever your hand does prospers in the name of Jesus. I see you bringing greater blessings, greater blessings, greater blessings, greater blessings into the family, greater blessings into the community, greater blessings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, it doesn't matter where I come from. It doesn't matter the name of my mother. It doesn't matter the name of my father. I am big. 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 Hey. Hey. He says, arise. Arise. The word arise means stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up in your mind. Stand up in your mind. Stop seeing yourself small. Stand up in your mind. Stand up. Hey, 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 hey. Stand up in your mind. You can do it. It is coming to pass. Stand up, stand up, stand up in your mind. Stand up in your mind. Stop saying you can't. Stop saying you can't. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up in your mind. Stop saying you cannot. Stand up, stand up. Arise, arise. Come on, hallelujah. There are some things stop saying about your life. Stop saying I'm small. Because that's why God says stand up, stand up. Listen, this book of Isaiah is prophesying redemption to the children of Israel. And he's telling them that redemption comes with stand up and shine. It means that don't have the mindset of a person who sees himself small. It does not matter the scars of your life. It does not matter where you come from. It does not matter. Maybe you yourself, you don't even believe in yourself. But God says, rise up in your thinking. Stand up. Shine. One more time, I am big. 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 I hear in my spirit to say this again. I come with a greater blessing. Come on, say, I come with a greater blessing. 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 Listen, he says, arise, shine. For thy light is come. Hi. It's not about you. Arise. Shine. For your light has come. Now, the coming of your light is the reason for your arising, shining. Your light has come. Come on, your light has come. Your light has come. Hey, I said your light has come. Say no darkness around my life. Say in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. I overthrow every darkness around my life because my light has come.
Come on, say the light has come. The light has come. The light has come. I shine.
So the darkness of poverty, the darkness of sickness, the darkness of depression. No. They don't survive around me. My light has come. 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 So my light is not about to come. God is not planning to bring the light. The light has come. The light has come. Shout, the things are changing. Shout, the things are changing. Shout, the things are changing. Say, things are changing. Say, things are changing. 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 He says, for your light has come, and the glory of God, and the glory of God, and the glory of God, and the glory of God. Are you praying in tongues already? And the glory of God, and the glory of God, and the glory of God, and the glory of God is risen upon you. You will not be rejected. The glory of God is upon your life. 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 I declare over every pressing under the sound of my voice, the glory of God is upon your life. Said, I'm a child of glory. 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 The glory of God is upon my life. The glory of God is upon my life. The glory of God is upon my life. The glory of God. In your education, the glory of God has come upon your life. I said, in your education, the glory of God has come upon your life. You will not say, when I study, it doesn't go. No, the glory of God has come upon your life. You are not blockheaded. No. You are not a dummy. No, 1,000 times no. The glory of the Lord is upon your life. Oh, hallelujah. It gives you Ayekosaya, the spirit of intelligence, the spirit of intelligence, the spirit of intelligence, the spirit of intelligence. You are going to be the first and you are going to be the best. I prophesy over your education in the name of Jesus. As you sit down and you open those books, your mind is alive in the name of Jesus. Your mental capacity, oh refosaya, legetelegobaya, is wide. That fear is lifted over your head because the glory of God is upon your life. That fear, oh Lekosaya, except you decide to stop, the glory of God has come upon you.
that skill. You are not learning that skill like any ordinary person. The glory of God is upon your life. You will be like Daniel. You will be like the Hebrew boys. You will be 10 times better. You will be 10 times better in the name of Jesus. You will be 10 times better at the end of your skill, at the end of the training. You will be 10 times better, for the spirit of excellence has come upon you. For the spirit of excellence has come upon you. The spirit of excellence has come upon you. The spirit of excellence has come upon you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I declare over your life, that business of your hand, that company of your hand, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I command a blessing. I command a blessing over it. I command a blessing over it. In the name of Jesus. 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 The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. The crust is broken and the oil is flowing. The oil of profit is flowing in the name of Jesus. I declare over your business. I declare over the works of your hand in the name of Jesus. You are getting bigger. It is expanding in the name of Jesus. 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 You are calling a nation, and nations you don't know, they are coming in the name of Jesus. The glory of God, 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 the glory of God. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I said the glory of God, the glory of God. You are not leaving this room the same way you came. There is an increase in glory. 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 There is an increase. There is an increase. There is an increase in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. There is a risen glory over your life. There is a risen glory over your life. It can be seen. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I prosper greatly. You are not greatly. Come on, I prosper greatly. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's go to the next verse. We're going to end at the 2. He says, because see. So he says, arise and shine. For your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Because see. Darkness shall cover the earth. How on earth do you tell me to shine at the season where darkness is covering the earth? He says, when darkness is covering the earth, you will be shining. I said, when darkness is covering the earth, you will be shining. When men are crying and casting down, there is a lifting up for you. I declare over every son and every daughter of this house that you are noticed in the name of Jesus. That you are noticed in the name of Jesus. That you are noticed in the name of Jesus. That you are noticed. You are noticed. You are noticed. You are noticed. In your profession, you are noticed in the name of Jesus. You are a young man with a difference. You are a young lady with a difference. When darkness is covering the earth, you, in the name of Jesus, you will be arising. You will be shining. You will be rising. You will be shining. You will be rising. You will be shining. You will be rising. You will be shining. I prophesy over your life. You will not lack. You will not fail. In the name of Jesus, you will not faint. In the name of Jesus, you are big. 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 You are big in the name of Jesus. The Lord will lead you. The Lord will lead your steps. The Lord will orchestrate your steps to meet the right people. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will direct you to meet the right people. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will lead you to meet the right people. In the name of Jesus, people who will favor you, people who will be a blessing to you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every door that is supposed to open at this season of your life, I command it to be open. I command it to be open. I command it to be open. I command it to be open in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your steps will not slide. I pray for you that you will not fall. I pray for you that you will not die. You will not die before your time. I pray over your life. No man born of a woman will be able to molest you spiritually. In the name of Jesus, you are a son of light. You are a daughter of light. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anything that men say it is too hard, it will be easier for you. Because of the Spirit of God that is in you. In the name of Jesus, I hear in my spirit, God is giving you fresh wisdom. Fresh wisdom. Fresh wisdom. Fresh wisdom. Insight. 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 Insight into the realities of life. Insight. God is giving you insight. 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 In the name of Jesus. Where your father did not reach, where your mother could not reach, you are scaling above it. 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 You are scaling above the limitations of man. You are scaling above. 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 You are big. 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 You carry the oil of greatness. You carry the oil of greatness. You carry the oil of greatness. You carry the oil of greatness in the name of Jesus. And in the next season of your life, you will testify. You will testify of the work of the anointing over your life. You will testify. You will testify of the power of God over your life. Oh, some of you, the hand of God will lift you over that mountain. Some of you, the power of God. Oh, Shadavaya. Balasitelekobaya. Re Kolobo Sanamakataya. Liga Debo Savadia Sataya. In the name of Jesus. 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 You are entering into a new season. You are entering into the season of testimonies. The season of God's grace. The season of the extravagant grace of God. It's a season that is coming. It is a season, and you are entering into it. 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 Things will be easy. Difficult things will be easy. Difficult things will be easy. You are coming with shouts of grace. You are coming with songs of grace. You are coming. You are coming. You are coming with shout of grace. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your two hands up. Say, my hands are anointed with oil. Like you say, my hands are anointed with oil. Whatever I touch receives the impact of the anointing. Say, whatever I touch. Come on, whatever I touch receives the impact of the anointing. Say, I'm not ordinary. I am anointed. I am anointed. I am anointed. I am anointed. The Spirit of God has come upon me. I am anointed. You are doing ministry like an anointed person. You are doing ministry like an anointed person. You are running business like an anointed person. You are schooling like an anointed person. In the name of Jesus, you are learning those skills like an anointed person. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you are different. 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 I hear to tell somebody, you are going to hold the hands of your father. You are going to hold the hands of your senior brother. You are going to hold the hands of your elders and show them the way. Because of the wisdom of God that will be so alive in you. In the name of Jesus, kings are coming to your rising. Kings are coming to your rising. Kings are coming to your rising. In the name of Jesus. Shout it, I am big. 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 I'm anointed. 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 Kadalabasai. Rekoske pragataya. Liko poraniye setele. Badalago shakate. Kadalakoske parade. Libarekoske talabasaya. Rendolobo Shambalade, Ligoske Pragadeshe, Libaradeso Barakavaya. You spread, you increase, you are productive, you are productive, you are productive, you are productive, you are productive. I command every system to follow you. I command every system to follow you. System of goodness. System of grace. System of power. Let it follow you. System of the supernatural. Let it follow you. In the name of Jesus. Let the systems come together. Let the systems come together to favor you in the name of Jesus. In December, let the hand of God move so strongly on you. Into the next year, in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God begin to shift things on your behalf. Let God's hands begin to shift things on your behalf. Let God's hands begin to shift things on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thanks be to God. 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 Say, the darkness will not come upon me. One more time. The darkness will not come upon me. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and just begin to bless the name of the Lord.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawum, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobayi. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.